4VWA.
KB2HXS.
Oh. How we doing there, Dave? Let me throw it out one more time. ND7J, KN4VWA. See if we can get him to jump in, too. I got my radio over getting the power supply repaired in it, where all I gotta do is plug it into the wall. I don't have to use an external sub-power supply on that 736.
Good deal. How'd you manage to do that? You get somebody to put in a power supply for you?
No, that ST-736R comes with its own built-in power supply. And just the power supply section had a problem, so I'm down getting it repaired, and as soon as I get that done, I won't have to run an external power supply on it. I'll have a fully functional sideband 2-meter 440 radio.
That i7800 doesn't require a power supply. It's got it built right in.
I think that's very convenient. You ever had one of those, Dave?
No, sir. No, sir. But where are you getting to repair that?
A friend of mine, Gary, KI4DOS, knows somebody that does electronics for a living, and he is very, very familiar with that radio, and Gary's taking it down to him. He says it probably won't run more than about 7,500 hours to get it fully back repaired. So how's that sound, Bob? Does that sound about right?
The price, but I would imagine Gary's taking it down. I'm not sure where he's taking it to, but if Gary's got it hooked up for you, I'm sure it's on the level.
He's been real straight with me, you know, anytime I've had any dealings with him. And, but you know what? I did get a... Tell me the difference between a regulated and a switching power supply.
You don't want a switching supply.
A regulated or an old style, a switching power supply is kind of a new style power supply. It doesn't have a big transformer in it, and it's but they are noisy. So a switching, I've got both here, but I've got a 50, I forget what it is, a big power supply that I just hook up to a Anderson power pole, and it runs all my stuff. Switching power supply is a newer, it's a new way to make a power supply. I don't care for them because they're noisy.
I got in with this deal with the radio was an MFJ 4035. Well, it's a regulated variable voltage. I just set it at 13.8 and let it fly, and it seems to do very well. It's got all kinds of power takeoffs on it. So I may move that up to my 991A and put my Samlex switching power supply down in the building on the my older radios. What does... mobile radio at 35 amps, that ought to run that 450 and that 8900, shouldn't it?
Both on. I don't know that it'll run both if you try and transmit both of them at the same time, which you probably would never do, or you probably would never do that. But it should, you know, it should power both radios. But I don't know that it's going to. Power to transmit on both of them at the same time.
991 draws about 18 amps, and the 8900 will draw about 30 amps. That's still leaving 5 amps in the background. So, and you're right, I'm never going to transmit on both at the same time. Hey, Dave, listen to this. I've got that diamond 2-meter 440 antenna, and I'm going to put it about 3 feet above the Mosley on the shaft, or on my mast. You reckon that's high enough? You reckon that could create any problem for the Mosley?
It shouldn't. It shouldn't, because you're different frequencies. But I agree with the other fellow today. Get rid of that switching supply. I run an Astron RS-35, and it's a lot more efficient. When you start getting to the limits of those switching supplies, I don't think the efficiency is that good on them.
No, he's correct, and I even with this extra 5 amps that you're talking about, it's not going to run both radios. At the same time, Steve, and I've got the same power supply that this other gentleman has, and I am running all of my, I'll call them peripherals, and ICOM 7300, and I never have a problem with anything. But, of course, my ICOM's got its own built-in power supply. I've got a switching power supply here in Elinco, switching power supply that I use for testing and as a backup and that sort of thing. So I'm not going to get rid of it because I've already bought it. But to tell you the truth, this little Astron down here, it just keeps on a rocking. I've got an extra Astron in the closet there. I think it's only a 25 amp or 20 amp, which would probably run everything that I need. Them switching power supplies are not all what they, talked up to be.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Bob, about putting that diamond up above that Mosley like that?
Well, I don't know, because when I talk to you tomorrow, you'll have changed your mind and do something different. Well, you know Steve pretty well, don't you? KB2HX says. Now, he'll have bought something new and be putting something different up, but that's what we do at Ham Radio. I hear you. Anyway, gentlemen, I'm getting close to my destination down here in Fountain Inn, so let me get the heck out of here.
Dave, have a good afternoon, buddy. 73s. Oh, and by the way, Bob, Dave, Bob. Bob lives up in Hendersonville, Dave.
Oh, okay. I may have spoke to him once in a while, yeah. Isn't he one of the controllers on this machine?
For some time ago, not as of recent. I'm more into chasing DX now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm into chasing women. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm down here. I'm going to go look at an air conditioning unit down here in Fountain Inn. So, gentlemen, have a good afternoon. I'll be listening out, KB2HXS.
All right, have a good one. Yeah, I'm here cleaning my ham radio closet. And I got a whole box of cables here that somebody can have if they want them, but probably going to take them to Waynesville Ham Fest and stick them on a table free to a good home. I need to throw away some stuff.
Well, I need to get some coax, so I got to get up to the Wireman one of these days to get some RG8.
There's better ways to get coax than the Wireman, but I'm not trying to underdo his business, but I buy all my coax online at about, well, a little more than half the price.
Yeah, but he's there convenient, and Dave, if you do buy your wire from him, make sure that you put your own PL-259s on. His aren't too swift.
Buy the raw cable and put my own connectors on, absolutely.
Buy a 500-foot roll of it, and you'll see. Hendrick's going to use it one day anyway.
Yeah, I don't need 500 feet, but okay. Not to undermine anything, but where should I look online?
Shoot me an email, bob@nd7j. I'll send you some links.
Okay. All right, I'll get up with you on that, and I'll get with Steve on that. Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great afternoon. KB2HXS.
Over to you, Steve. Let you go. I know Steve's going to try not to, but we'll let you go. Have a good one. Over to you, Steve.
Hey, Bob. I think I am going to try to attach that thing to the side of my building, and I'm going to try to figure out how to run a winch over a pulley so that I don't have to mount anything into the side of my building, and put it on a concrete, or put the winch down there at the concrete, and see if I can do it that way. I'm just wondering about the structural torque I'll have on that cable. So anyhow, time, more food for thought. Hopefully, maybe you can bring, make it down next week and we'll hit some lunch, Bubba.
I've got a lot going on, although I don't have any job scheduled, and I haven't really been chasing jobs. We'll see what goes on. I'm actively working on some projects here as well, but we'll see. Maybe I can get down there next week.
Deal. All right. Well, listen, try to behave yourself. I got to go into the highway department and get my new handicap placard renewed. Does that sound like fun? So anyhow, anytime I go into a government agency, I just, that's just a pain in the butt. So anyhow, 73, and I'll catch you again soon. KN4BWA, I'll be clear at your final.
Yeah, I'm over here cleaning my ham radio closet here and trying to get things where I can actually find stuff. And in the process, I have just found a ton of stuff I just don't need. So now I'm creating garbage for the garbage man. Have a good one, ND7J73.
4QLG, KO4QLG, this is KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KO4QLG.
What's going on, Bubba? You have a good day?
Hey, just finished up the program I wrote for that Mauser scope base. Getting ready to head out there to the Fidel and finish cutting.
I see. Well, what you got going on this week?
This kind of stuff, finishing up Mama's deck. And, covering for Dave at the gun shop on Friday afternoon and Saturday. And, just here in the shop.
Well, I'm thinking I need to probably head that way in a day or so, but I'm going to have to go to Anderson for some supplies, so I'm just trying to figure out how to do that. I probably need to head into Pickens and then swing by Anderson on the way home or vice versa. I hadn't decided yet, but yeah, but I'm just going to check in, kind of see, you know, see what's going on. KN4VWA is KO4NUE and KO4QLG.
Doing? I was just listening in for a minute before I went into the highway department. How you doing, Chad?
Doing pretty good, bud. How about you?
Well, as usual, I try not to check anymore. Hey, did you? When you get home, check your email and see if I got that out to you.
When did you send it, Steve? I haven't got any emails from you.
That was about 7:30 this morning.
Okay, I hadn't checked my email today, but I will when I get back to the house.
Yeah, I finally got around to sending you my contact information.
Yeah, I'll check it when I get to the house. Go ahead, QLG, you still in there?
Still here, y'all. Go ahead.
Well, I got a question for both of you. I need some 38 snake shot.
On that one, we run out of it every week. Don't know where the best place is to get it.
Well, I found some 45 long Colt snake shot, but I don't want to haul my single action army around the farm. I got a little problem here in the last 10 days. I've killed three big old, one snake was about 4.5 feet.
As soon as it comes into the shop, it disappears. And I mean in a hurry.
Tell you what, that's pretty much the story with pretty much everything. But you know what, ammunition is starting to come back in a little bit.
Yes, but the price ain't dropping a whole lot either.
That 45 long Colt snake shot was $17.
Sounds like a pretty pretty good price.
I'm just glad I got my hands on it then, because, like I said, I've killed, like, 10 days, I've killed three, and I left two little holes in the back of my chicken coop, trying to do it.
I heard that. That's pretty funny.
Little 380 I got. But, you know, that's better than putting a 45 or a, you know, bigger hole in the back of the chicken coop. All right, well, guys, I'm here at the DMV in
Stoffelberg.
Where you at, Chad?
DMV in Greer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't think I'm going to hang around here long. I might go get me some lunch and, you know, tool around a little bit. I need to get a couple things at Lowe's, so on and so forth, but at any rate.
I'll talk to you both. I hope I run into you both again soon.
K and 4VWA, y'all carry on. I'm clear.
Claire,
Chris.
Yep, still here.
Well, the cats want me to take a look at that. I guess that would be a camper, or would that be a mobile home? I'm not sure exactly which one that is, and I'm thinking it's from the 40s or 50s.
A little bit newer than that. It is a mobile home. It was Oliver Green's that we got through Jerry Cantrell. He had it a long time before we got it. It's still fix-upable, but it'd take a lot of work.
Well, I didn't quite know what to think when she called. I don't think I'm gonna mess with that. Be honest with you,
As long as it is, it'll take some pretty tight turning, and it ain't got a tight turning radius. But I guess that depends on where you put the axles. Your tail might swing out a little bit if you move them too far forward, but yeah, it surprised us too.
I think I already know the answer to that. I don't have to look at it too awful long. But listen, bud, I'm at my destination. I'll give you a holler later on or something. But I'm just going to call and check in and see how things are going. All right, this is KL4NUE. 73's to you, sir. And I'll be clear on your final.
Same to you, KL4NUE. This is KL4QLG. I'm out.